Title: Mid-track fake drop design with clean routing intermediate. All right, let's build a mid-track fake drop in Ableton Live that feels like it's about to explode into the drop and then it doesn't. It steals the floor for a couple bars, lets the room go cold, and then when the real drop lands, it hits harder even if you didn't change the main loop. This is intermediate because we're not just doing an arrangement trick. We're treating it like a mix event with clean routing so you can pull drums and bass without your reverb snapping off, without clicks, and without your return track suddenly becoming the loudest thing in the song. Open your project in arrangement view. Ideally, you've already got a drop one loop happening, something like a 16 or 32 bar section that's rolling nicely at 174. Step 0 is routing. Do this first, because it's the difference between clean fake drop and why did everything implode when I muted a group. Create group tracks for your main sections. You want a drums group, a bass group, a music group for pads, stabs, leads and atmos, an FX group for uplifters and impacts, and optionally a vocal or hook group if you've got one. Now set up return tracks. Make a short reverb return, a long reverb return, and a ping-pong delay return. If you like, add a more distorted reverb return for heavier moments, but it's optional. On the short verb return, put a reverb with a short decay, something like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Give it a little pre-delay, around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and filter it. Low cut somewhere in the 250 to 500 range, and high cut around 8 to 12k, and set the reverb to 100% wet because it's a return. On the long verb return, use hybrid reverb if you have it, or standard reverb. Go longer, like 2.5 to 5 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, low cut more aggressively, like 400 to 800 hertz. You can widen it too, somewhere around 120 to 160% width, if it fits your track. Again, 100% wet. On the ping delay return, use delay in ping pong mode. Try 1/8 or 1/4 timing, feedback around 25 to 45%, and filter it. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass somewhere between 6 and 10k. 100% wet. Important habit, put an EQ aid at the end of every return, and be ruthless with low end. In drum and bass, headroom is sacred. Most my fake drop got messy problems are low end and low mid buildup living in the returns. And here's the big routing principle. Send from individual tracks, not entire groups. So instead of blasting your whole drums group into long verb, you send just a snare, or a vocal chop, or a stab. That's how you keep the fake drop dramatic without turning it into soup. Now we pick the fake drop location. In DNB, a super common placement is after 32 bars of drop 1, right before drop 2. Or after 16 bars if your drop is dense, and you want quicker variation. Drop 1 might run from bar 33 to 65, then your fake drop is bars 65 to 69, and the real payoff starts at 69. That's a standard template. Go to that point in your arrangement and add a locator called fake drop start. You're going to thank yourself later when you're looping and adjusting. Next, we make the listener believe the drop is coming. The fake drop only works if the cues are convincing. In the last bar before the fake drop, build a pre-drop fill. Easiest move, duplicate your last bar of drums, then rewrite the last two beats. Do a snare fill with 16th HS, or slice an amen and do a quick jungle-style tumble. The key is, it needs to signal transition, not random edit. On that fill channel or on the drum bus for that one bar, you can push it a bit with drum bus. Try drive somewhere from 5 to 15, crunch 5 to 20%, and boom either off or very gentle. Boom is fun, but it's a trap right before a fake drop because it implies low-end weight you're about to remove. Then add an auto filter and do a closing and sweep. Set it to LP24. Over that last bar, automate the cutoff from wide open, like 18k, down to maybe 2 to 4k. Add a little resonance, 10 to 20%. That filtered tunnel effect is one of the most reliable drop incoming signals. Now add a riser and an impact in your FX group. White noise works, a sampled riser works, whatever fits. For a stock-friendly chain, use auto filter in HB mode and sweep upward, like 150 Hz up towards 6K. Add saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Then a utility, where you automate width from normal to wider near the peak, like 100% to 160%, so it feels like the walls are expanding. Send a bit of that riser to long verb. Not too much. We want drama, but controlled drama. Now we design the actual fake drop. The negative space moment. The classic approach in rolling DNB is, remove the sub and kick, remove most drums and keep just a hint of life. A tiny hat loop, a filtered break ghost, a room tone. A vocal chop tail. Something that says we're still in the track, but doesn't deliver the weight. Crucial technique. Do not hard mute groups. If you hard mute the drums group or bass group, you're also effectively cutting off whatever was feeding your returns, and the tails can vanish in an unnatural way. Plus, mutes can click. Instead, add utility devices to the groups and automate gain. Put a utility at the end of the drums group chain. Same for the bass group. At the fake drop start, automate drums utility gain down. You can go all the way to minus infinity if you want a true void, or land around minus 18 to minus 24 dB if you want ghost rhythm. On the bass group, automate gain to minus infinity. In most DNB, the fake drop works because the sub is completely gone. That emptiness is the joke. Now, teacher tip, the envelope shape matters. Even with utility automation, don't draw a vertical cliff unless you want it to feel like a glitch cut. Try a tiny ramp. For kick and bass, a 20 to 60 millisecond ramp down can feel like the floor opening. For drum tops, 80 to 150 milliseconds keeps it musical. For pans and atmos, 200 to 500 milliseconds lets the space bloom instead of snapping. So zoom in and draw small diagonal lines instead of instant drops. Optional but spicy, a fake drop bass tease. Duplicate your bass MIDI, but remove the sub. High pass it at around 120 to 180 Hz using EQ8. Add a little saturator or even light redux, just enough to make it speak on smaller speakers. Then make it sparse, one hit per bar, maybe a call and response gesture. The point is hint, not deliver. Now make the space feel intentional. This is where a lot of fake drops either become legendary or just feel like you muted tracks. Pick one or two techniques. 1. A reverb swell. Take a vocal chop or a snare and automate a send into long verb right at the fake drop impact. Then, after that initial swell, automate the long verb return down by 1 to 3 dB so it doesn't wash the entire gap. Big moment. Then controlled decay. 2. A filtered break ghost. Keep an amen loop extremely quiet, like minus 24 dB. High pass it at 300 to 600 Hz. Add a touch of short verb. The listener's brain still hears motion, but the body doesn't get the hit. 3. Micro texture so the silence isn't sterile. Very quiet vinyl noise. A tiny hat loop with subtle autopan, or a little atmospheric clip. You want the listener leaning in, not checking if their audio interface disconnected. Now let's keep the mix safe, because fake drops can cause weird level behavior. When you remove drums and sub, your returns and wide content can suddenly become the main thing, and it can actually feel louder even though you removed energy. So do a quick sanity check like a mixer, not just a producer. Loop 8 bars before the fake drop itself, and 8 bars after. A slash beat it at matched loudness. Don't get fooled by peak changes. Also, watch return headroom. A great quick diagnostic is to temporarily put a limiter on each return, not for sound, just to see if it's being hammered. If your return is doing more than about 2 to 4 dB of limiting during the fake drop, your sends are probably too hot for that moment. And check mono. Put a utility on the master and hit mono briefly. If your fake drop turns into facey garbage, your tension layer is too dependent on ultra-wide content. Fix it by narrowing some elements, or using less width automation, or choosing a more mono-compatible texture. Another big one, sidechain behavior. If your bass is sidechained to the kick and you remove the kick, your ducking might stop, and suddenly your ambience and tails feel like they're surging in a weird way. If you're using compressor sidechain, consider a dedicated ghost kick trigger. It can be a muted click track that continues through the fake drop, feeding the sidechain but not the mix. If you're using a volume shaper style device, automate the amount down during the fake drop, so the ambience doesn't pump like it's still in full drop mode. Now we set up one more workflow trick that makes this repeatable. A control strip. Create a new audio track called Fake Drop Control. No clips. Put a utility on it. This track isn't for audio, it's basically your automation hub and reminder lane. You can park key automation here, or at least use it to keep your fake drop automation lanes organized. During the fake drop and the re-entry, you might automate a few global things. 1. A tiny master safety dip right before the real drop lands, like minus 0.5 to minus 2 dB, just to prevent that drop to overs moment when you add impact layers. 2. Manage stereo width. For example, on the music group, automate utility width from wide down toward 100% right before the real drop. Tightness feels heavier. Then you can open it slightly after the drop hits. Contrast equals weight. Now the payoff. Making the real drop hit harder after the fake drop. The simplest, most effective trick is microsilence. Right before drop 2 lands, create a 1/8 note or 1/4 note of silence. Cut almost everything. Let a tiny tail exist if you want, but keep it minimal. That brief vacuum makes the next transient punch you in the chest. Then add a drop impact layer on the downbeat of the real drop. Crash, impact, maybe a sub drop depending on your style. If you're in minimal rollers, it might be more like a snare and bass hit, but the idea it is, mark the moment. For the impact chain, keep it clean. EQ8 to cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz if needed, saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive and soft clip on. If you want compression, go slow-ish on attack, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. You're shaping punch, not flattening it. Then restore groove intensity. Bring hats back by opening an auto filter low pass from maybe 6K back up to 18K. Bring sub back by removing the high pass or reintroducing the proper sub layer. Bring full drums back, including any parallel smash you had. At this point, you've got the core fake drop working. Now add a couple DNB specific ear candy touches. Just a couple. A single jungle vocal stab with a long reverb tail is classic. A ride pickup into the real drop is super effective. A snare flam on the last bar leading into drop 2 gives urgency. Or do a reverse crash that stops exactly on the downbeat so the drop lands clean. Quick reverse crash method. Duplicate a crash. Reverse it in clip view. Fade it in. Saturate lightly if it's too thin. Before we wrap, here are the most common mistakes, so you can avoid the pain. If you hard mute groups and wonder why reverb tails disappear, that's exactly why we use utility automation. If the fake drop lasts too long, the listener loses momentum. In DNB, 2 to 4 bars is the sweet spot most of the time. If there's sub or kick rumble in the gap, the negative space isn't actually negative. High pass your ambience and returns and check with spectrum. If long verb washes everything, automate it down after the initial swell. Big moment, then control. And if you didn't sell the drop cues beforehand with fills and risers, the fake drop just sounds like a breakdown, not a trick. Now, quick creative upgrades if you want variations. This audio version is shortened for playback.